That's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We will turn morning into afternoon. We'll take you to 1 o'clock right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo. Here in the Hubaplex Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. Hey, you could already be texting in like many people are doing, 806-855-3712. You got to use the 806 or it goes to the angry man in Florida, and we certainly don't want that to happen today. So make sure you use the 806 when you text in, 855-3712. Every Monday, you tell us what you believe to be true to begin the week. You can't run around just willy-nilly. You got to know what you believe. Also, every Monday, we hand out the coveted Raiderland helmet stickers. There are many helmet stickers out there. There's only one Raiderland helmet sticker. It goes to anyone and everyone who deserves a little recognition, sports or non-sports. Of course, we've got the dominant story of the weekend that we will sink our teeth into as we go through today. Already folks texting in. The suspension announced yesterday of Texas Tech men's basketball coach Mark Adams over alleged insensitive remarks made to a Texas Tech player. Then other allegations surfaced on a stadium story report of allegedly spitting on a player during a game that Adams says he does not recall. All of it led to the suspension announcement yesterday. For those who have been under a rock for the last 24 hours, we'll read the suspension that Texas Tech gave, and then we'll find out what you guys think. I'll tell you what I think, how we got here, and what happens next. So that will be the dominant story, but there's so much more going on. Most of it pretty good compared to that. Texas Tech baseball, Houston over the weekend. They go 1-2, but last night a game for the ages, or the aged. 16 innings of baseball last night in a 4-2 loss to Texas A&M. That it was nearly 1 o'clock, I think, when that thing finally wrapped up. Mercifully, just shoot in here amongst us. One of us needs a little relief after 23 combined walks. So we'll look at how Texas Tech did in the tournament. Rob Bro will join us in the next hour as well as he makes his way back. The man deserved to sleep in after that last night. So we will catch him in hour number two on all of that and everything else. Now, like I said, you guys can be texting in 806-855-3712. We thank everybody who listens on the app. If you haven't downloaded the app, this would be a great day to do it. It's easy. Go to kkm.com. You can listen to this show and everything else. And if you're outside the area, you can hear the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 most Monday through Fridays around here on Talk 103.9. Then turn on the notifications because you might want to get notified. Get it? See? Notifications of things you didn't know because you didn't know. So we notified you. You can also follow the station on Twitter at Talk 103.9. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We usually come back in the evening with the daily broadcast. It's a fun online presentation, highly interactive. About 6:30-ish in the evening is when we roll that out. Check out everything we do, including but not limited to our original columns, like yesterday's, at our website, theraiderland.com. The aforementioned Rob Bro, at Rob Bro Show on Twitter. One-third of the Gambling Gauchos, and, of course, host of the Rob Bro Show, Monday through Friday, 1 to 2. In his absence, the talented Amy is hanging out with us today, so we appreciate her jumping in. We had Connor on the other side on Friday and Amy today, and we'll see who is back in position tomorrow on this very program. So glad you guys are out there. As I said, a lot of different things going on. The question of the day is really simple. It is the, 600-pound, 900-pound elephant in the room, and it's this. Will Mark Adams survive? Two-part question. Will Mark Adams survive? Should he survive as Texas Tech head coach? Has that been forfeited? Now, I'll tell you what I think, that this is a culmination of many things that have gotten us to where we are today, that if you've been listening to this show, the Gambling Gauchos, if you've been listening to what we do, theraiderland.com, you know what's led up to this. You know the off-the-court problems have been as big, if not bigger, during this season than on-the-court issues. And there will be people who haven't been paying attention, really. I'm not going to say they're dumb, just maybe ignorant, that don't know the things we've been talking about going back to November around this team. And that it has been more off the floor, not the five wins. The people that think that this is all a cheap way to get rid of Mark Adams because he won five games in the Big 12, that's just not what's playing out here right now. So we say that first, then I'll say what happens next. I think it's already happened. when you get to the point that the suspension is issued, I believe the decision has been made. Texas Tech will move on from Mark Adams. They will move on, firing for cause. They will not pay the $7 million. And then there will be lawyers. Oh, there will be lawyers. I believe. When you get that much money on the line, there's almost always lawyers. So that's where we are today. We'll get your thoughts, what you think is going to happen, how this is playing out. Are you shocked? Were you surprised? Were you taken aback by this? I will say this, I wasn't expecting it Sunday morning. But you tell us, will Mark Adams survive this? Should he survive this? You get to weigh in today. 806-855-3712 for you to join the program. Give you the statement that was released yesterday. Before we get into the text messages, don't worry. So Texas Tech yesterday morning late releasing that the university has suspended men's basketball head coach Mark Adams in relation to the use of an inappropriate, unacceptable, and racially insensitive comment last week. On Friday, Director of Athletics Kirby Hocutt was made aware of an incident regarding a coaching session between Adams and a member of the men's basketball team. Adams was encouraging, this is my favorite line here, Adams was encouraging the student-athlete to be more receptive to coaching and referenced Bible verses about workers, teachers, parents, and slaves serving their masters. Adams immediately addressed this with the team and apologized. Going to stop right there, because Adams has contradicted that statement by Texas Tech to Jeff Goodman in Stadium Sports. We'll get to that in a moment. Upon learning of the incident, Hocutt addressed this matter with Adams and issued him a written reprimand. Hocutt subsequently made the decision to suspend Adams effective immediately in order to conduct a more thorough inquiry of Adams' interactions with his players and staff. So against that backdrop, we go to the Jeff Goodman report from Stadium Basketball. Adams told Stadium that the comments he made were not racist and that he was quoting a Bible verse when he told one of his players that there's always a master and a servant. I was quoting the scripture, Adams told Stadium. It was a private conversation about coaching when you have a job and being coachable. I said that in the Bible that Jesus talks about how we all have bosses and we all are servants. I was quoting the Bible about that. Adams addressed the team the following day, but said it was to explain the situation. He said he did not apologize. So already we have a contradiction by Adams publicly of the statement by Texas Tech. Adams told Stadium, one of my coaches said it bothered the player. I explained to them I didn't apologize. There is also, according to Stadium, a separate incident earlier in the season the school is also investigating, which Adams spit on the player. Now, I'm going to read that again specifically here. Spit on the player. Is this the same player? He doesn't say a player. The report is that Adams spit on the player. Adams told Stadium he had gone to the doctor, had a bad cough, and slobbered on the players during the game. I can spit on you whenever I want to. One person close to the situation said Adams responded to the player. Adams said, I don't remember ever saying that. So we've got multiple tracks going on here, obviously, that there is more than just the, I would say, misguided attempt to quote the Bible in an incredibly tone-deaf manner in doing it. But here we are. So that's the question of the day. Will Mark Adams survive? Should he? You give us your thoughts. We'll hand out helmet stickers as well. A lot of different things to get to. 806-855-3712 for you guys to weigh in. We'll start it off on the text line before our first time out. Texter says, by using the terminology racially insensitive as cause for Mark Adams' dismissal, and it's not a dismissal, it's a suspension right now, I would correct the texter, Kirby Hocutt may have avoided paying the coach $7.5 million for a disappointing 5-13 conference record. I've addressed that. However, he has almost ensured the necessity of considering only black candidates as Adams' replacement, Beard, will not be returning to Tech. All right, so the texter's right. Beard ain't coming back to Texas Tech. Ole Miss job his if he wants it. And no, you're not limited to just considering a black coach over this as, well, it's just you're not, you know? Not going to happen. Texter, well, dang, I hear Chris Beard is available. Actually, I don't think he is. In so many forms and fashions, I don't think he is. Texter, Does this mean we won't be hearing about how Mark Adams doesn't have the time to move into his house and needs Hart moving in storage? Well played. Last night during the Tech baseball game, they have the promos that run on the network, and one of them was Mark Adams talking about teamwork or something like that, and I don't know if it was a spot or whatever it was, but, you know, I was like, somebody there in Jefferson City, that's where they produce these games out of, somebody somewhere needs to say, perhaps we should remove that one for the time being from our rotation. 806-855-3712. Will Mark Adams survive? Should he? That's the question of the day. We're also just getting your general thoughts on the suspension of Adams and anything else that's on their mind. Don't limit yourself today. We've got a helmet sticker stand out, and every Monday we ask you, what do you believe to start the week? A couple of more text messages before we hit our first time out. Texter, it's amazing how many people love sausage but don't know how it's made. Then when you explain it to them, they look like your dog after you spilled their food. Couldn't agree more. If most people knew how college athletics function, they would not be college athletics fans. It's one of the reasons why I love professional sports. Everybody's in on the deal. Everybody gets it. There is no in-between. That the Pollyannish attitude that many people take towards their love affair with college sports, I can't help those people. But I can help y'all because you guys are smart. That's why you listen to the show. All right, do up our first time out of the day. We'll go ahead and take the break. 806-855-3712 will get you in on the text line. It's 806-855-3712. Will Mark Adams survive this? Should he survive it? You tell us. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Rob Bro should be back in action tomorrow if everything goes well with the suits, and he'll join us today in the second hour. It'll be Overreaction Monday. The Rob Bro Show will take over the last half of our program today, I think. Question of the day, will Mark Adams survive? Should he? Texas Tech men's basketball coach suspended yesterday by Kirby Hocutt. We find out your thoughts on that. Let's hand out helmet stickers today as well. We talk Texas Tech baseball, recapping what went on in Houston. So they fall out of the rankings. No surprise they were at 24, and they go 1-2 and fall out of the D1 baseball top 25. So no shock on that front by any stretch. 806-855-3712 for you to join us today. Got to use that 806. Don't want to go to the angry man in Florida. He hates sports. He will not reply. And what he does is he emails our bosses. And on any given day, we have no idea who our bosses even are sometimes. And just complains to no end about you people. So stop it. Texter, 806-855-3712. Mark is not going to survive after what happened this weekend. I begrudgingly say this. However, finding his replacement will not be as easy as everyone thinks, says Robert. Robert, good text. Couldn't disagree with you more. There'll be about 4 to 5 million reasons why coaches will walk over shards of glass and hot coals to get to Lubbock, Texas, to coach in a great facility with one of the best practice facilities in basketball, playing in the best conference for college basketball. You will have a ton of applicants, and I believe this is where this is headed. You will be replacing a basketball coach. I do not think Mark Adams survives this. You will have tremendous applicants looking at this job. It has been proven recently that you can not only win at Texas Tech, you can win big at Texas Tech. So this notion, oh man, who's going to want to take that job? Oh, please. You got to be kidding me. Texter, dear Texas Tech fans, this has nothing to do with this year's win-loss record. Agreed. Doesn't. 806-855-3712. Texter, problem is the toothpaste is out of the tube and you ain't getting it back in the tube without getting toothpaste all over your black shirt. I hate it when that happens. What is it? This happens at my house. We'll go get a new tube of toothpaste. It's all nice and clean. Everything's good. Got the little snap lid on it. And for the first few days, every, you know, hey, that lid gets shut. What happened? What, day four or five? People start just squirting it on the wall, on the mirror. Something's going on. Why can't we keep the toothpaste in the tube? Texter says the players will be leaving and other coaches will embellish the story and use it against Tech in recruiting. The divorce is imminent, so might as well do it now. That's in 2023, you don't survive things like that. Which is why in 2023, and we can debate the societal namby-pambiness or whatever and people getting upset, offended over anything. It doesn't matter in certain instances that when you're a CEO of a company, you just can't put yourself in that position. By the way, this is a good time to remind folks that all texts are read, just not all texts are read on air. 806-855-3712. The spinning on the player thing is really interesting, too, in the Jeff Goodman story, that it's not denied. It's not denied. It said, I don't remember it. And I'm still, as we read this, trying to figure out if this is the same player that the master and servant comments were directed at, or is it a different player? Again, words matter, and it sure does seem to come across that way, that it's the same player. Very well could not be, but it seems to come across that way. Texter, don't see Adams making it out of this. So, I think that's where we are. That when it gets to the point where you're suspended publicly, that's a Rubicon that you cross, and you cross that as the CEO, in this case, in Kirby Hocutt's situation, that I don't know how you come back from that one. That my prediction at this point, and I don't know how long this will go on. I don't know how long the investigation will last. Are we talking... It can't go on too long, I would think. It, to me, seems fairly cut and dried. When you add in the other issues that have surrounded the program going back before the season started, the deal just nearly flying apart at the seams in Maui with coaches and players mad at each other and players mad at coaches and coaches mad at administrator, and they had to have apparently a come-to-Jesus meeting, no pun intended, after the Adams remarks. Thereafter, they get back from Hawaii and that disastrous trip. Then again, the well-documented problems that major donors and boosters have had, that some people, not you guys, because you guys are smart, you pay attention, some people are seeing this as a one-off deal, that they want to get rid of them, so they found this. Well, there's more to it than that. And I'll say this as well. How did Mitch McDear get the Meralto crime family for the FBI? Come on, you guys remember the movie The Firm? How did Mitch McDear do it? How did he bring down the crime bosses? He gave them overbilling hours. A little racketeering. Now, I'm not comparing at all Mark Adams to a mafia crime boss, or Al Capone, but they got Al Capone on tax evasion, on taxes. That when you've got $7 million, and let's make no mistake about it, that money matters. When you got $7 million and you've got what you think may be a problem at head coach for the program and otherwise going forward, and by the way, can we end the idea of giving extensions and raises after just 1 year to coaches? Can we stop that now? That's that you put yourself in a box financially by doing that, Kirby. It's been well documented, and not the first time. But yeah, when you got $7 million on the line, people are going to do things. To which I would also add, if you're Mark Adams and you know that you've got incredibly powerful people, including those in your own athletic department, that are not real pleased with you, and that may be looking for any way to get rid of you, don't hand them the rope to hang you with. Don't do it. You cannot do those things and survive in this world of 2023. So that's where we are today. Mark Adams has been suspended. If it has been announced, I have not seen who the interim coach will be Wednesday night at 6 o'clock when they play West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament. By the way, we hadn't even talked about the Oklahoma State loss. It was just another litany and another long list of losses this season in Big 12 play for Texas Tech, where they just could not do the things that you needed to do to win a basketball game in this league this year. That have not, if they have announced it, I have not seen it, if that has been made public. Maybe it has this morning. I just have not seen it. There's been a lot of other stuff going on. All right, let's get you on the text line. Fire it up, 806-855-3712. Give us your thoughts on what has happened over the last 24 hours or so regarding Tech basketball. The question of the day is quite simple. Will Mark Adams survive? Should he survive? At this point, we have helmet stickers to hand out. We're going to hand out some when we get back. Texas Tech baseball, they ended up going 1-2 in Houston. How many people stayed up till 12:48 this morning listening to the game, watching the game, keeping up, nodding off, still going? I dreamed about baseball last night, that the game just didn't end. I tweeted out late in the game, I'm too old for this. Come on, somebody, end this game. All right, jump on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's a quick bottom of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Okay, we will. You don't have to be so demanding. Agreed. It's 11:35. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Bro will join us from the road coming back from Houston as we take you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios, ESPN 960 San Angelo, and talk 103.9 FM news, money, sports. Question of the day, will Mark Adams survive as Texas Tech men's basketball coach suspended yesterday? Allegedly insensitive and somewhat racially charged remarks, depending on how you want to frame it, to a player. And then a stadium report, Jeff Goodman, that another incident may be being investigated, allegations of spitting on a player that Adams says he does not recall. Remember one of the salient facts in this. The Tech release says Adams apologized. Adams doubled down yesterday and said he did not apologize. He explained. 806-855-3712. So it's pretty simple. If you're a Texas Tech fan, what do you want to see happen next? There's what you think happens next. There's what you want to happen next with the program. Use the 806 when you text in, 855-3712. You can tell us every Monday, including today, what you believe to start the week. It's incredibly dangerous to run around all willy-nilly, not believing in something, so you better tell us what that is today, and then we'll hand out some helmet stickers as we go through in a lot of Tech baseball. And I know so many of you are wanting to talk about the major breaking NFL news this morning. Yes, our long national nightmare is over. We now know where Derek Carr will play quarterback in New Orleans with the Saints. Thank you, Derek. I was staying up at night, not just because Tech baseball was playing to 1 in the morning. I couldn't sleep. When's he going to announce? To my knowledge, Derek Carr did not go into a dark hole hiding place like Aaron Rodgers to come to the conclusion to play for the Saints. So they signed him off the street. That's the first quarterback domino to fall. All right, texters on the text line, 806-855-3712. One texter. Did Adams insist it was scripture he was citing to give himself a wall to hide behind? If that is the case, it is a cowardly move. His culture has deteriorated over time. He should own it and let the program move on. He clearly was in over his head. All right, and that's a couple of interesting things. I had not thought of it from the angle of hiding behind that becomes part of your... Oh, you can't get mad at me. I'm just quoting the Bible here. And by the way, journalist, Bible, big B. Big B when you write Bible. Not little B. Big B. That's the first time I've had somebody bring it up that it's a line of defense that you try to throw out there and say, hey, what are you doing getting mad at me? Here in West Texas, just quoting the good book. Now, as far as clearly in over his head, I have been told by different people going back as far as last year that they thought Mark Adams was in over his head. And it goes back to the Barrett Peary exit in the staff structure and the change over there that at the time, and remember at the time, we're looking at guys like Kevin McCullough Jr. leaving, Terrence Shannon Jr., we're not trying to read much into it. Well, the picture becomes more clear as the days go by. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. It's a Plainsman in Dallas. Adams is rightfully finished, he texted in. Investigation is to fire with cause, agreed. Would like to see Pinkins as interim coach. I think that might be it. Then conduct a proper search. Might make sense to go beyond coaches connected to Beard Adams. Thank you for saying that out loud, Plainsman in Dallas. I agree. We can do better than McCasland and his tired defense, slow tempo approach. $5 million can get you a great coach and a portal recruiter. Amen. And if we do get to that point, I got nothing against McCasland personally. Grant McCasland at North Texas. But I'm with the texter that you need to cast a pretty wide net, and you will be able to if you get to that point. Philosophically, if you go in a different direction at head coach, I'd kind of like to see this program embrace some offense just a little bit more. That the margin for error now, people adapt to the no middle. People have adapted, and at least this is what my smart basketball people have told me, that people over the last 5-6 years have been adapting to the no middle. They've either adopted themselves in some ways, or that they just do what Oklahoma State did to you, and they go bonkers on the three-point line. That in an elite league like the Big 12, the margin for error is so thin operating that way that if you can't score points, you got to be able to score at some point. I mean, it's a pretty simple game. And yes, $5 million gets you a great coach and a portal recruiter. Texter, why are so many people worried about the Bible verse? This is not about quoting scripture. Yeah, I agree. And that's a red herring. For some, you know, it's a red herring that by some trying to make, oh, Tex firing him because he quoted the Bible. No, that's not it. You know, you're incredibly tone deaf to the situation, the audience, the delivery, all of that. That if you think that's what this is about. Oh, man, good, he's checking in. I was wondering where he was going to be today. Where are we going to hear from him? Our trucker in Raiderland, Guns Up Trucking. Doughboy is out there today. He's in Kentucky, right down the road from Kentucky Speedway, headed to Illinois and down to Arkansas. Not that you can enjoy it, and certainly I wouldn't recommend it at 11:41, but my goodness, you're in some bourbon territory right now, Doughboy. There's like by the Speedway, there's like the National Bourbon Museum. Think of that. Somebody said, you know what? We need to make a museum. What should we put in it? Bourbon. Good call. Good idea. 806-855-3712 for you guys to text in today. Texter is Derek Carr Marv from the Wet Bandits. I've never seen them in the same room. He sends a picture. It is strikingly similar. Never made the comparison myself. Who's the actor that plays that? Looks familiar, but I can't think of his name right now. Texter, Adams is gone. Lawyers are already lawyering, and Hokut is already looking at coaching candidates. I would tend to agree with the texter who couches it that way. What do you want as a Tech fan? What do you want to see happen today at 11:42 on a Monday with your head coach suspended? What do you want to see take place from here? Not that you get a vote, but they do monitor these type programs just to get a little feel, a little pulse of the people, as Rob Bro would do. There is King ahead of the day, pulse of the people, one-third of the gambling gauchos. 806-855-3712, texter. Again, all texts are read, just not all text make it to the air. I will tiptoe around it, though. You know, I'll say that part and parcel to everything that has gone on does include an aspect of Mark Adams' personal life. We have not talked about it on this show. We have not talked about it on my evening broadcast, theraiderland.com, at Ryan Hyatt Media. It's out there enough for people who want to know about it can find out about it. But I will say that there are many around the program and in the athletic department that believe some of that aspect bled into the program. It didn't stay personal, and it created issues within the program. Again, there are aspects of a man's personal life and that I still think in 2023 that in the context of this program, I'm just not going to go there. There's enough people who know. And if you're driving around going, I don't know, well, there are ways to find out. There are ways to find out. But I do think that there is still a line on some of that that I'm okay saying, yeah, are there aspects of that story that relate to this? Yes, there are. Am I going to give you every bit of that? No, I'm not going to do that here. It's not how we're going to operate. 806-855-3712 is the text line. Will Mark Adams survive this? Should he survive this suspension? And what do you want to see happening? What do you want to see happening? Let's see. Doughboy says, I was unloading at the first of the show. Went past Maker's Mark Distillery on Friday. My favorite. His favorite, not mine. Although it's a quality bourbon, you know. Texter, does he who shall not be named come back to be renamed the coach again? No, Chris Beard is a non-starter for so many different reasons. In fact, I would say that this is probably that moment where Texas Tech needs to completely 100% remove itself from anything having to do with the Chris Beard era. Start fresh. Move forward. Rip the Band-Aid off. Do what you need to do. But that, you know, oh, what about Chris? Still, I think Chris Beard is the coach at Ole Miss if he wants it. If for whatever reason he decides he doesn't want that gig, and I still think that's going to come very fast if it is going to be the case, although he has every ability, talking about Chris Beard, to just sit back and wait and see if anything better comes up. I have been told that he 100% has a home in West Virginia. Not that he has a house there. I'm saying that if he wants to be on Bob Huggins' staff in some form or fashion, that is out there, that he and Huggins are good friends, longtime good friends, so that Huggins might throw him a lifeline right there. But if you're Chris Beard, you get out of the Big 12 footprint, in my opinion. That you get out of going and out by, you still got to go back to Texas if you're at Ole Miss, which that'll be interesting. I don't think it'll be quite the return to Lubbock, but if, say, you do take that Ole Miss job, obviously with Texas going into the SEC, that could be something that could happen. But I don't, you know, if I'm Chris Beard, do you really want to come back to Texas Tech under the scrutiny? And I mean, I don't even know why I'm talking out loud about this, because it's not going to happen. This is like me talking about flying to Mars. Well, if I decided to fly to Mars, I don't know what I'd pack. It's a long trip. I'd need a lot of beef jerky, at least 230 packs of Miller Lite and, you know, a case of Shiner, probably more. Why am I talking about that? I'm not going to Mars. Yeah, why would Beard want to come back where every arena he goes to, there's his mugshot? It's going to be bad enough when he returns anyways. You know? One way or the other. The texture sent in the picture with Derek Carr says it's Daniel Stern. Yeah, that's what it looked like. It did look like Daniel Stern. So maybe that is Derek Carr's stage name, that when he's not playing football, he's been making movies for the last 20 years. Let's see. Nah, got a baseball text. We'll get into that in the next segment. We'll go ahead and take our final timeout of our number one. You guys, good time to jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. Hand out some Raiderland helmet stickers today. There's plenty of people to celebrate. And we will look at that Texas Tech baseball team going 1-2. I hope they got to sleep in this morning. 806-855-3712. We'll finish up our number one of two strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Action update on Talk 1340. Check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
March Madness starting to get in full swing. The Houston Cougars are still the favorite to win the 2023 NCAA National Basketball Championship. They're a plus 650 bet, followed by Kansas at plus 850. Alabama and UCLA both at plus 1200, while the Purdue Boilermakers check in at plus 1500, along with the Arizona Wildcats. From there, Baylor plus 2000. Same for Connecticut and Gonzaga. Texas plus 2500. The UT Vols plus 3500. Same for St. Mary's. St. TCU, Marquette and Creighton plus 4,000, Indiana plus 4,500. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till one here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in San Angelo. ESPN 960 and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. Question of the day, will Mark Adams survive as head coach Texas Tech men's basketball suspended yesterday by Kirby Hokut? Investigation ongoing. Should he survive? What do you want to see happen next if you're a Texas Tech fan? Obviously, we got baseball to look at and hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. There are many helmet stickers, but only one Raiderland helmet sticker. Sports or non-sports? All right, we'll try to get to as many text messages as we can here. 806-855-3712 if you want to join in on the fun. Texter says, it sounds as though we have good pitching. However, do we have hitters? In addition, I don't think Adams knows coaching basketball. I think last year's group had already had coaching before he got here. All right, so we'll back up on the baseball. Yeah, I liked the pitching for the most part this weekend. Now, yesterday, too many walks, but 16 innings. Teams combined for 23. I was shocked, by the way, how low scoring it was. We'll get with Rob Bro here in the next hour as he was there. I wonder how the ball was carrying at night, particularly last night. Anyhow, Molina looked good again. Go back to Friday. Gerton was okay. A few too many free passes in that outing, and then he gets up on one pitch, and there's kind of the difference in your game. You know, and Devine, you know, grooves one, and, yeah, you end up losing to Rice in a close game. Obviously, close loss there. But, yeah, Molina, 100% going to get a helmet sticker for his 11 strikeout performance. The bats are fine. You still got guys in this lineup that literally should be in their spring of their senior year of high school that are starting, not just contributing. I mean, real young. This is a step up in class from Western Illinois and Gonzaga to start the year. It just was. And I don't know which old bromide. Is it a bromide? I don't know. Cliche? You know, early on, the bats are going to be ahead of the arms. So the arms are going to be ahead of the bats. I don't know. Either way, I'm glad they played that tournament to see what some of those teams look like. As far as the Adams part, we said last week, maybe the week before, that I couldn't tell you what the identity of this team was. What is it? What was it? The no-middle defense became the no-problem defense. That did culture get on a plane and go to Austin 2 years ago, and then when you had the guys leave the program last year who left, was that the last link? To me, it's a fair question as you watch what has transpired. Texter says, Mark gave Kirby an out for the horrible extension. And a helmet sticker, Angelo Star Rambels. Angelo State Rambels for winning the Lone Star Conference Championship yesterday. Yeah, congratulations to them. 100%. Texter says, on what they want to see next, I'd like to see a number of the same qualities Hokut looked for football. Recruiting skills are a must. Knowing the sport and experience and organizing a team and building a championship mentality, culture, is a must. Understanding the Big 12 and the game he needs to play in this conference is critical. Other than that, no, they're not looking for much. 806-855-3712. Question of the day. Will Mark Adams survive this? What do you think happens next? What do you want to see happen? Adams is toast, says a texter. I don't know who would like to walk in as our coach since we're a hornet's nest one step away from a dumpster fire. With it being said, bring on the Oklahoma State coach in Boynton. I'd love to see him here. Hey, go get Jerome Tang. If we're rating the Big 12, let's go up to Manhattan and ask Jerome Tang if he wants $5 million a year. Again, It's not a dumpster. The program in basketball, particularly, a program can be turned around. The underpinnings are fine. You have tremendous support. You're not losing anybody in the NIL game. You got guys making nearly $500,000 on this roster. You ain't no poor. You've got the Womble Center, which is one of the greatest practice facilities in the country. That, again, you're not walking into a hornet's nest. You're slipping into a warm bed, baby. I mean, it's a bird nest on the ground. What other cliches do we want to fire at you on that? You know? Plainsman in Dallas says the major donors' Kirby Hokut committee approach seemed to work pretty well on the Joey McGuire hire. Might be the blueprint. I would agree with that. Texter says, Jerome Tang, send it in, Jerome. Eric Musselman, one of those is what I want to see. It's interesting you mentioned Eric Musselman at Arkansas. I mean, they're kind of down this year. You wonder if he could be got. I have no idea what he's making. We've obviously seen Arkansas recently up against Texas Tech. You know, would be interesting. I mean, if you have to hire a new coach, you're going to get a head coach who has head coaching experience, hopefully at a Power Five. You can look at a hire, and you can look at that, and you can make that happen if you're Texas Tech. Time to bring in Coach K to right the ship. He might be ready for a new challenge. Somebody got that going on the internet yesterday. I think it was Fran Fraschilla, the analyst there for ESPN, who, you know, kind of egged it on, talking about how Mike Krzyzewski, he'd love Lubbock. He would love Texas Tech. I don't know if he's looking for a new challenge. I know a longtime coach who is, and that's Mike Bray, who is retiring at Notre Dame after a 20-year run, 63 years old, says he's not done with coaching, but that at Christmas he realized he needed to do something different. Now, Bray's had success there at South Bend. Very interesting. Very interesting. You know, he'd look at the Texas Tech job and say, this might be exactly what I need. Would you look at an older coach and also say, sort of like Tubby Smith, that settled down everything. A guy who's been around the block. Understands things. All right, top of the hour break. You guys get in. I'll hand out some more helmet stickers on the other side. We have a link to the Arnold Palmer champion yesterday from West Texas. We'll talk baseball with you if you want to. Rob Bro's going to join us bottom of the hour next hour. 806-855-3712 for you to text in. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Barbecue, huh? How do you like your ribs?
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland. Well, congrats to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with the help of you fine people right here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and then Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports right here in the Hub of Plex. We will go to 1 o'clock. We're handing out Raiderland helmet stickers every Monday. We find out what you believe to be true to start the week. And obviously the dominant story today, the suspension of men's basketball coach Mark Adams at Texas Tech. It's a simple question. Does he survive this? You think he should? What do you want to see happen next as a Red Raider fan, if you're a fan of the program? 806-855-3712. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with the Daily Broadcast. Boy, that was a creative name, the Daily Broadcast. What do you do? Well, we do this broadcast daily. You should call it the Daily Broadcast. Usually around 6:30, it's highly interactive online. A lot of fun. If you miss anything, we've got it for you at our website, theraiderland.com. You can also go see my column there from yesterday, Five Things We Know on a Sunday, where I talk about who the last cool guy in sports is, or at least who I think the last cool guy, really, truly cool guy is in sports. You hand out some helmet stickers today, talk a little Tech baseball. It's up to you. Rob Bro at Rob Bro Show on Twitter, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. Usually host on this program, the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2. At a certain point, I guess we'll find out when that's going to be able to be returned to you fine listeners. He's going to hang out with us today from 12:34 to the end of the show, which means we'll probably have a quasi-Rob Bro Show for a while. It's Overreaction Monday, so when Rob gets on, you can send in your overreactions. 806-855-3712. Texters on the text line, we were talking about Eric Musselman. If you were needing a head coach, and I do believe you're going to be needing a new head coach, Musk can recruit. He's coached in the NBA. He has Joey energy. Very interesting. Joey energy. It's like the energy of a small kangaroo. Texter, helmet sticker today to the defenders of the Alamo for valor on this day in history. Amen. Remember the Alamo. It was well over by this time. Santa Ana had already moved into the destroyed Chapel Fortress area, had reviewed the carnage. As one of his generals would say later on the day, if we have any more victories like this, it will send us to hell, as it was very costly on the Mexican side. Amen, defenders of the Alamo. Texter, I think Mark has overstayed his welcome. Kirby was obviously looking for a reason to get rid of him, and he found it. I don't think he was that bad of a coach, but there was something off about the whole season. I'm starting to think he was the problem. Hey, welcome to 3, 4, 5 months ago. Yeah, I go back to it. You know, I go back to it that it's been a contentious relationship for months and months and months. If you really want to keep your job, you can't in that environment do anything to open it up, to give them a chance to fire you. You can't do that. And I'm sorry, if I'm going to have a CEO of a program and I'm paying him millions and millions of dollars, he's got to be smart enough to understand that. I mean, that's a dumb rookie mistake right there. Texter, we should be able to get Beard on the cheap. I don't think so. We'll see what Ole Miss decides to try to pay him. Ought to get some good stories out of that this week at the SEC tournament. Texter, needs to be at press conference today, announce he's relieved of his duties and who the interim coach is for Wednesday. I don't know that you'll get to the part today that they make an announcement that they're moving on from Mark Adams. I guess it could happen. That would be a very short investigation if you make the announcement on a Sunday morning, basically around noon, and by 5 o'clock the next day. Well, that didn't take long. That's an investigation. No, I don't know. I don't have a good feel for a timeline on that. You don't have to do it now. As far as the interim head coach, I mean that can be a release. I would not do a press conference. I would have a media availability maybe for the team before they go to Kansas City. I don't know if they're leaving today. They play Wednesday. I don't know if they would leave later on today, practice in the building Tuesday, and then shoot around on Wednesday. What I'm trying to get at is I'm not sure what their travel schedule would be today. I think whoever the interim coach is in, you're in a tough enough spot as it is. I completely understand maybe not making them available, even to the local media, and just say, all right, when we get to the Big 12 tournament, you typically have the pre-tournament press conferences where all the coaches are brought in and a couple of players. I would assume Texas Tech would still be obligated to that. And in that setting, that may be the first media opportunity for whoever ends up being the interim coach for Wednesday. We'll see. Again, I don't have a strong feel on the timeline, though, on if they have decided, and I think they have. I think you go public with a suspension and you do so on a Sunday. I mean, this obviously, I'm going to back up a little bit. Sorry, tangent train of thought. Free warning here. Welcome to the brain of me. That as I went through the day yesterday, somebody had this information ready to roll. that a media outlet somewhere, and I'm guessing it's Goodman, because of the quick follow-up, the comments from Adams contradicting the text statement, denying he apologized, and then the allegation of the spitting, that, and I'm not saying it was, I'm just saying Occam's razor points to me that Texas Tech really probably didn't want to announce this yesterday, but that they knew it was coming down the pike, you know, that they knew that this story was going to break, so you better try and control the narrative and get out in front of it. And I don't know if that started Saturday. Of course, you had the Oklahoma State game Saturday at 5 p.m. Yeah, I don't know. And again, I am not saying this to throw Jeff Goodman under the bus at all. All right? I'm not doing that. I'm just using this as an example, but he does have the great story yesterday and immediately is on it, that I could very well see it playing out, that you've got this information. You call up Texas Tech officials and say, I have this. Do you have any comments? Do you have anything? Because we're getting ready to roll this out. Wanted to give you the courtesy of having a comment in the story if you want to. At which point, if you're Texas Tech, and I'm just purely speculating here because it's an odd time to release a statement of a coach being suspended on a Sunday right around noon. That I just have to have a feeling that it had to have, I shouldn't say had to, words matter, it probably played out that way. And then there was the oh crap moment at Texas Tech. All right, we got to get this out. All right, we got to release it. We got to do it. That is my guess on how we got to yesterday in the announcement. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712. We're getting your Raiderland helmet stickers today. We're getting a question of the day. Will Mark Adams survive? Should he survive? What do you want to see happen next as a Tech fan? And don't forget baseball. Everybody's forgetting baseball. Tim Tadlock probably like, that's okay. We went 1-2. Go ahead and talk about basketball. 806-855-3712. Texter says it's incredible how much one person seemingly changed over the span of a few months. Also, is Beard going to be the basketball version of Art Briles now? Mentioned in every coaching search, despite all the reasons it will never and should never happen. No. Beard will coach next year. It's just a matter of where. He will be employed as a coach. One way or the other. Same texter says, I'm angry that the memories of what was the greatest era of Tech basketball are completely tarnished because of the selfish actions of two people. Yeah, but don't let them rob you of that joy, man. I know that it's hard to do that in the moment. Don't give other people that privilege. You got the memories. As I was saying during the run in 19 and what was going on and stuff, I said, hey, these are the good old days. Enjoy them right now. Enjoy them for what they are. You may never, ever get there again. We talked about that during that time. I'm in Atlanta, 1993, watching the Lady Raiders win a national championship. Hey, we thought this was going to go on forever. Can't wait. We'll be back at the Final Four. Look at this team. It's loaded. Still waiting to get back to the Final Four with the Lady Raiders. They got close four times in the regional final in the Elite Eight. But if you told us young kids that were standing there that day, hey, you're going to be 53 years old one day, and you haven't gone back to a Final Four, would have laughed in your face. Don't let those people have that privilege of taking away what you as a fan should rightfully enjoy. Just enjoy it. Let the idiots be the idiots, but don't give people that kind of power over your life. Texter says, Grant McCaslin is a no for me at Tech. Eric Musselman, a fascinating option for Tech. It would be a step up in facilities and competition for him. Same people asking for Chris Beard are the same folks who beclowned themselves about Art Briles with football. I love beclowned. I've got to work that in to my normal conversation more often. Beclowned. Texter, I don't understand the fans wanting Beard back. He was a snake and tried to burn the place down on the way out. Aim higher, people. Agree. Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. And I was waiting on this one today. Mark Adams is not the problem. Kirby Hokut is. He needs to go. Well, give me some reasons why he needs to go. I will entertain that thought on the other side as we get ready to take first time out of hour number two. If Kirby Hokut needs to go and Mark Adams isn't the problem, explain to me how Mark Adams is not the problem here, as he is now the suspended head coach of Texas Tech basketball, and that Kirby Hokut is. 806-855-3712. That's 806-855-3712. Take the time out. Got a lot more coming up for you today. Rob Roll joined us a little bit past the bottom of the hour break. So join us on the text line, 806-855-3712. We're taking it at 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. He'll be with us here in about less than 15 minutes or so. Got you on the text line today in the Arctic Air Studios, 806-855-3712. Question of the day, will Mark Adams survive this suspension as head men's basketball coach for Texas Tech? Should he? What do you think should happen? Also, we hand out Raiderland helmet stickers. We gave one to Molina for the 11Ks. We got to give one today to Ludwig Auberg, Texas Tech golfer, one of the top collegiate golfers in the country. All he does yesterday and over the weekend is goes and plays in the Arnold Palmer Invitational and finishes inside the top 25, leads the field in strokes gained. At one point, he's two strokes away from the leader and the eventual champion, Kurt Katayama. By the way, what a cool story. Unknown golfer. Cinderella story. But beyond that, the Cinderella story gets better. Tim Tucker is his caddy. He's from Amarillo. Tim Tucker had a very good weekend. Do the math on the winnings there. So helmet sticker to Tim Tucker, the Amarillo native, on the bag there for Katayama. We have breaking news. I am devastated right now to read this. Moment of silence for Brian Steakhouse. Bro will be devastated. What is going on? Fire? It burnt up? I'm looking at Amy right now, who's producing today. I did not know that. Oh, man. First, we find out that Sam Burgers is probably going to have to relocate. And now we got a fire at Brian's Steakhouse? This is awful, horrible. What is going on? Another next texter. Helmet sticker, Brian's Steakhouse. Hope the fire crews were able to salvage the building. Please tell me the giant Hereford Whiteface is going to be okay. Well, first off, please tell me everybody's okay. Man, this is awful. Texter, if you answered this already, I apologize because I've been in and out a lot. Well, I understand. People are in, people are out. Ryan Hyde is the man and the man alone to hire the next Texas Tech head basketball coach. Who does Ryan pick? It's impossible me for me. Let's try this again for our English-speaking audience. It's impossible for me to answer that question because I don't know who I'm selecting from. That until a job is open, posted, and it becomes a reality, that you don't know what your options are. I will say this. You're going to be playing around with about $5 million, give or take, salary, year. That commands the attention of every coach in America, except for just a very few that are making more than that and or are locked up completely. So it's a big net. I want someone with proven head coaching experience at a Power 5 school. A dynamic recruiter that understands and is willing to work with the portal and with NIL, that they must embrace it because that's the way of the world now. You can not like it. And that's what I say about Joey McGuire. I have no idea what his personal thoughts are on the transfer portal and on NIL and all that, but I do know that because he wants to be a successful college football coach in the year 2023, he's embraced all of it and is hugged up on it. You've got to have somebody like that. It doesn't have to be a young coach. It doesn't have to be an old coach. I do think that Texas Tech has every right, if they are making a coaching hire, to expect and demand somebody with experience from a major conference. that you can go get somebody and give them an opportunity of a lifetime. And really, isn't that one of the most disappointing things that we see play out right here, potentially? That seemingly Mark Adams was gifted a job at a time when nobody else at a Power 5 major, they weren't going to hire Mark Adams. And he was given an opportunity of a lifetime. And it may be crumbling and falling away from him. And it's a sad human tale, quite frankly. I'm not kidding here. That if this be the end of the Mark Adams tenure at Texas Tech, and this is how it all goes, what a squandered moment, sadly. Texter says, I think Kirby is probably one of the best ADs in the country, right? I know that there was that whole Wells thing, but I think he believed that Wells was going to be successful. He did. I had a lot of people that thought Wells was going to be successful. I was one of them. I talked to people in the coaching fraternity that said, this guy can coach, man. This guy's smart. And it never translated. And then there was the philosophy and recruiting that obviously got sideways with Hokut on that. And he didn't win enough games. Texter, Hokut is not the problem. Can we assume that Adams is gone? Yeah. I don't think we get to the point we got to yesterday. I mean, that's a huge, huge move for an athletic department to make. To suspend a coach with basically maybe one game left, right? To suspend a coach, to take that step, to do it publicly, it's in this manner, with this sensitive nature of the allegations. That is, as one texter said earlier, that's toothpaste you can't get back into the tube. That I truly believe that this is following the protocol of setting up the for-cause firing of Mark Adams, and that if it gets to that point, you will see, I believe, a litany of other, I'll say at this point, alleged transgressions or other documented instances over time that this kind of this last one was the straw that broke the camel's back. That it will end up, if it gets to that point, I will not be surprised if there is a, I hate to use the term laundry list, but more than just this one incident that Texas Tech and Kirby Hokut and Tech officials would hang their hat on and say, this, we were forced to do this and take this action because of these circumstances. Texter says on the text line, by the way, 806-855-3712, Mark Adams cannot survive this. The instant the university issued a statement accusing him of racially insensitive remarks, his effectiveness as a recruiter is completely neutered. Even if he is cleared, he is done. I agree. All right, so the texter said earlier, Mark Adams is not the problem. Kirby Hokut needs to go. I said, all right, give me the list. Give me your reasoning here. Texter says, opinion, not a great season. Needed a season to get rid of Adams. Needed a reason to get rid of Adams. Before the season started, they offered Adams an extended contract. They've done that prematurely numerous times, and they've had to pay big sums of money to get rid of them. Doesn't that sound like someone at the top needs to think about what they're doing? That someone would be Hokut. Get him out. Okay, so he made the bad extension with Kingsbury. And then he gives the people kind of what they wanted. The raise was not the problem for Adams. The Tech basketball job, they hired Adams on the cheap. They needed to bring the dollar figures back in line with the competitive marketplace for a couple of different reasons. Now, the extension, again, why? I agree with the Texas there, but I don't think that rises to the level. Well, obviously, Hokut's got to go. I mean, he's the same guy who hired Joey McGuire. I assume the texter has been okay with the Joey McGuire hire. He's the same guy who hired Tim Tadlock and has given him extensions. You know? That he's the same guy that you see the Womble, you see the Sports Performance Center, you see the new South End Zone project, you see all of that. He's your guy. So, if you don't like any of that, then I guess I say, go ahead. You know, you're right. He's got to go. Texter, Sean Miller or bust. He's coming to the Big 12 anyways. Maybe JW, maybe Wright wants to get off the couch. Nope, don't want him. Don't want him, even if he were available. Doesn't like the portal, doesn't like the NIL, doesn't want to function in this environment, not going to function in this environment. He made the right call. Jay Wright was smart. He got out of an environment that he knew he wasn't built for and that he found distasteful. Bottom of the hour break. Rob Brough getting ready to jump in here in just a second with us. So that means it's now Overreaction Monday as well. Jam up the text line, 806-855-3712. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. It's 12:35. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Brough. Got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. Question of the day, will Mark Adams survive the suspension as head coach, men's basketball, Texas Tech? Should he? What do you want to see happen next? Also handing out some more of those Raiderland helmet stickers as we go through. Baseball in Houston goes 1-2, including the 16-inning marathon last night that ended a little bit before 1 o'clock in a 4-2 loss to the Texas Aggies. You guys can continue texting in. We want you to. We hope you will. And there you go, 806-855-3712. We welcome him onto the program from somewhere down in southeast Texas, making his way back from the Shriner Classic down there at Minute Maid, the host of the Rob Brough Show from 1 to 2 most days on this very radio station. It's Rob Brough. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Did you at least sleep in a little?
I did, yeah.
I have been a part of some extended games over the years, but I tell you, never one that went to 12. What was it, 12:48? 12:45 when it ended?
It was 12:48. I was at my hotel at 1:15, slept till 9, got the hotel breakfast in me. So
good. What a weekend, though. I hope you enjoyed every bit of it. It sounded, just some great baseball all the way around, and I know Tech fans probably a little frustrated that they only go 1-2, but there's some good high-level baseball being played.
Yeah, I took in 5 full games, well, with the extra innings, probably closer to 6.5 full games. Got to see Louisville. Louisville looks really good this year. A&M had a bunch of guys throwing gas. I think they've struggled with command so far this year, but I think they'll figure it out. I think that was a good team. TCU looks really good. Michigan defensively looked pretty good, but they were a little bit lost at the plate at times. And with Texas Tech, they look good most of the weekend. It's just the at-bats got shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
They're in extra innings. I think they tightened up a bit, and that was more worrisome than Damian Bravo in the ninth. That's one of those situations football guy is freaking out about.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Tadlock doesn't know how to manage close games, right?
Right.
Early in the year, you are leaving guys in extended positions to see if they can do it. You got to figure it out. You don't know if he can do that in June if he doesn't get the opportunity to do it in March or April.
Yeah, and I'll say this: some of the young guys, newcomers, they needed to see the animal this weekend. They needed that step up in competition, and they'll adjust and they'll put it to practice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Iowa will be a good series this weekend, and then obviously moving into Big 12 play, Oklahoma State looks like they're rolling.
Mm-hmm.
TCU again, they looked really good this weekend. They lost 1-2 to Louisville, but it's going to be a good Big 12 season, and I think you'll figure out a lot in those first 3 series.
Absolutely. He's Rob Brough, host of the Rob Brough Show from 1 to 2 on Talk 103.9 FM most days. All right, so we've gone this far, and we didn't say Mark Adams' name. So where were you when your phone started blowing up yesterday morning, and how surprised were you by the announcement of the suspension on a Sunday?
Is that like Beetlejuice if you say his name 3 times in the mirror and
yeah.
He appears?
Yeah, that's it.
Very surprised. I was leaving the hotel Sunday morning to go catch some baseball or at least hang around downtown before I went in to catch some baseball. And yeah, phone starts blowing up, a couple of texts, a couple of tweets. Very, very surprised at the suspension. Again, I've been pretty firm that they didn't have the standing to do anything, but now they do. And if you believe that they've been looking for cover, which we've talked about,
right?
This seems to provide it. And I hate that it had to be around a Bible verse, because that's going to cloud what is actually going on.
Exactly.
Because people just see Bible verse and say, oh, Tech's woke. The Tech athletic department's woke. They don't. Well, you know, that's not exactly what happened.
No.
So, and the spitting incident, I hate that that got reported that way, because it sounds like he hocked a loogie on a kid when really he was just screaming in their face. And they said, hey, don't spit on me. And he said, I can spit on who I want to, allegedly.
So, I want to go back to that, not necessarily that incident, but I want to go back to the Jeff Goodman Stadium article that he very quickly had Adams' quotes. And Adams completely contradicts the text statement that said he apologized to the team. And Adams tells Jeff Goodman, I did not apologize, I explained. That, to me, is pretty big verbiage.
Yeah, and there's been a narrative that we've discussed that Mark Adams is a wild card this year and wants everyone to know he's in control, it seems like. And that's just another piece. But by the way, if you have to tell people that there's a master-servant dichotomy and that they should fall in line, I don't think you're in control like you think you are.
Mm-hmm. I think, so, and I know you guys had a Gambling Gauchos yesterday and everything else talking about this, and I recommend people check that out. And I got a feeling you guys are going to be very busy on the old Gambling Gauchos podcast this week. I just, as the day went on, almost immediately, really, that if Kirby Okut and Texas Tech were willing to publicly cross the Rubicon of announcing the suspension, with basically one game left, maybe, in Wichita State, that decision had already made that he's going to be fired.
Yes.
You can't put out what they put out and then come back. I mean, in my opinion, Adams is done as an effective recruiter at Texas Tech. Or anywhere.
Yes. And by most accounts, he's been done as an effective recruiter, because they've not focused on a high school class at all, and they were just going to test their hand in the portal.
Then I also, so Kirby Hokut in the timeline yesterday meets with the team at some point in the early afternoon. And then last night, and I think I texted you this, and we've talked about him before. He has put himself out there, and we're talking about Richard Isaacs, who is Pop Isaac's dad. And I don't think I'm being unfair here by thrusting somebody into the public, because Richard Isaacs has kind of sought that avenue out on social media. He's been very outspoken at different times. Rob, Richard Isaacs all but fired Mark Adams yesterday with his tweets, talking about the next coach and wanting him to be like Joey McGuire.
Yeah, and then immediately after, he's tweeting, hey, we don't know. So I wonder if Pop was like, hey, man, Dad, chill out.
Hold on a minute.
It's not public. It's not public that he's fired yet, so you might want to put something out. So, yeah, I don't know. When Dad's on the team, and you always seem to have one dad that's very vocal,
right?
At least around Texas Tech, you have in the last several years. They're an insight into the program, but they're not. And that's just, I don't think he has any inside information that it is absolutely happening, but he's been one of the ones that was highly supportive of Mark Adams through
yes.
the whole thing, about how the program needs to fix themselves and nobody knows what's going on. And it's you know, he's a hard worker inside the program, and y'all just need to shut up because inside the program everything's fine. And apparently it hasn't been. So I don't know that I really trust his opinion anyways.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just now being honest and he was trying to protect the team in the middle. I don't know.
Probably a little bit of both. And I don't know. I didn't get a chance to listen to you guys last night, but I said on the show earlier today that I just have a feeling that it will reach a termination point, that I think that's already been determined. But that when that is announced, I have a feeling you're going to hear several different instances brought up by Texas Tech, documented over the past year with Adams and Kirby Hocutt, different meetings, different things, that it won't just be this one moment that they hang their hat on. That I think they have built quite a bit of groundwork to get to this point.
Yeah, it's interesting. Texas Tech needs to be very honest, or else it's going to seem like they're firing him for just a bad record and a Bible verse.
Right.
But if they are very honest and say, hey, we've had this many meetings with him, and we've had this many problems with him, and players have been complaining all season about him, and here's what we've done in response to every step. It's not like we've been ignoring it, but we've tried to work with Adams and the team and the players. They need to say all that. If they don't, it's just going to be a weird situation that nobody knows what's going on, and it's going to make Texas Tech look bad.
Well, and I think, Rob, if Kirby Hocutt and Texas Tech doesn't do it, I think you have a regent. I think you have a major donor who have already gone public with their issues with this basketball coach that, what will be stopping them from weighing in an even more public manner.
If Texas Tech doesn't do it, then players will do it at their next stop.
Yeah, and this whole
roster will leave.
And we get to that point now. I have no idea what's going to play out. That if Adams is released, does that mean the young players will stay? I think everything is off the table right now, or on the table, however you want to put it. That every possible scenario is out there. They stay. You're looking at a completely new roster. I would assume it would depend on who you hire. And if that's the case, you got to move pretty quickly if you're Texas Tech.
Yeah, and by the way, if you have a coaching change, that basically grants all the players who've already had the free transfer another waiver opportunity to get another transfer.
Yeah.
They don't have to sit out if there's a coaching change and they cite, hey, this guy did this and we had this issue and this is why we're leaving. The NCAA will grant a transfer. So it's not like you have any protection with Davion Harmon coming back for a final year or
no.
Jalen Tyson coming back because he's already transferred. All that's out the window now.
Yeah. We're visiting with Rob Bro. We got him till the top of the hour. From here on out, can we go Rob Bro Show mode? Can we go have people text in their overreactions on Overreaction Monday?
I think
we should. Now, what is not an overreaction, by the way, 806-855-3712 to text in. We have good news, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, Rob, but Brian's Steakhouse caught fire this morning.
I heard.
The Hereford is fine. Fire started at the grill, says a texter. Traveled through the vent hood into the attic. Appears Lubbock's finest. Have it extinguished. So hopefully the damage was limited. I couldn't have taken that after the news we got last week about Sandburgers.
No.
That would just piling on at that point.
Yeah, with Adams and the baseball team losing twice and everything else.
That would have been just too much for me. And I'm being funny. Everybody's fine. There were no injuries, so thank God for that.
Good.
Hopefully good insurance, and let's get that thing. We can rebuild it bigger, better, stronger. Actually, I want it to look exactly the same.
Yeah, don't change anything.
Don't change a thing. In fact, just leave the smoke stains up there and whatever. We'll call it character and go on. All right, we got to take the final time out of the day. We got Rob Bro. It is now officially Rob Bro Show time. I might even have you bring us back since, it's like Overreaction Monday now. 806-855-3712 to text in. Quick break. We'll take it to the top of the hour. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. As Rob Bro joins us now on Overreaction Monday for the Rob Bro Show. You got time to text in 806-855-3712. Question of the day, will Mark Adams survive this suspension? Suspended head coach Texas Tech, should he? What do you believe happens next? Hand out some helmet stickers if you want to, and we can talk some more Texas Tech baseball while Bro hangs out with us. Or we're hanging out with Bro, I think, right now. 806-855-3712. Rob, did you overreaction here? Have you made it out of your hotel parking lot yet with Houston traffic?
to the Dr. Pepper Museum or the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. I might just drive through and throw McClain the bird or something.
Yeah, it'll work. Texas Ranger Museum is well worth it.
Yeah, that one too. Well, you know, I'm going back to Waco in the fall when Texas Tech plays, yeah. So maybe we save that for them.
Texter says, did Rob go to the gear shop and buy me some caps while at Minute Maid Park? He knows my size. If he didn't, I'll overreact then.
Yeah, he'll have to overreact. There were not a lot of options, and they were very expensive. I almost bought myself a snapback, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I couldn't make myself buy an Astros hat.
Cheaper probably just to go online and get it, I would think.
Yeah, they were outrageous. They were $45.
What were the amenities like there at Minute Maid for the college setup? Full service, you know, concession stands and everything. How was that?
Yeah, I did want to discuss this. So Arlington, the first year I went in 2021, it was the first Globe Life event post World Series, so it was packed, and of course the field was outrageous. It was like 5 and 6 were top 10 teams, and the other one was top 25. All kind of regional, Ole Miss, maybe the furthest away, Arkansas, Texas, TCU, Texas Tech. That was a great field. That was a great event. Most of it was open. The next year, it was bare bones at Globe Life. This year, it was fairly bare bones. The outfield roped off, but you could still sit in the Crawford boxes. A lot of the bars were open. Everyone was well lubricated, it seemed. Tall boys only, they were like $15 a piece. And then food amenities, it was like chicken fingers, hot dogs. There were a couple of specialty joints open, though. There was some. There was a barbecue place. There was a place with empanadas. So it was a really well-run event. There were Shiners kids there the whole time. There was a place to donate. None of the games went over. There was plenty of time. Nothing started late. The roof was open all weekend. It was a really, really well-run event. And I would go back to the Shriners event, even if Texas Tech wasn't playing, if I was around Houston.
Yeah, very cool. And they raise a whole lot of money doing that, too. It's for a really amazingly great cause, what Shriners Hospitals are able to do down there in Houston. All right, so do you have any personal overreactions before we get out of here today?
Yeah, I got a quick funny story. Tim Tadlock was being interviewed by one of the Shriners children. He's got a podcast and everything. He's a famous kid. And he said, hey, he was talking to Jim Schlossnagel before the A&M game. Schloss is giving these long, eloquent answers. and he turns to Tadlock and says, so what are the keys to the game for the Red Raiders? And he said, play good baseball. Oh, I love Tim Tadlock. Overreaction, Will Wade should be the next head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Recruiting violations be dadgummed. What he was doing at LSU is legal now. Give him all the NIL money. Let him recruit to Lubbock, Texas, and be off to the races and back in the NCAA tournament.
I don't even know. Is he coaching anywhere right now?
See, nope, he's waiting for the call.
Waiting for the call, yeah. Well, it wasn't legal then. It's completely 100% legal. Does Kirby Okut need to have a press conference before Tech plays Wednesday night against West Virginia?
Does Kirby what? Sorry, you cut out.
Okay. Does Kirby need to have a press conference before Tech plays West Virginia to address the program?
Yes, I think he does. Especially if he's going to fire Mark Adams. Just do it then.
Yeah. Get it over with.
I mean, if that's the decision, you have to do it sometime. I have to hear from Kirby Hoka, right? He's the boss.
Yeah, you would think.
He's going to be – it's either him or Skubanek pulling the trigger.
Right. I'm just curious as to how long they feel like this investigation needs to last. I mean, does it look like a sham if they do it tomorrow?
No, because you can say we knew about this and the final straw was last weekend and that's when we made the decision to suspend, but this has been in the works for 6 months. I mean, it doesn't have to be if they're honest, this has been in the works.
Right. This has been ongoing from even before the season. Have you been? I know we got a few seconds left. How surprised have you been, and how many people were surprised by this, Rob?
Really surprised. I thought everyone knew. Now, I guess not as surprised when I think back to a lot of the texters saying, like, what? What are you guys referencing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not behind any paywalls. This stuff has been around.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Listen to the show.
Rob Rowe.
And I know. Oh, sorry.
Drive safely.
All right, will do.
Follow him on Twitter at Rob Bro Show, Gambling Gauchos. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll get him back in here in studio tomorrow. Big Two-Word Tuesday show coming up tomorrow. I'm back with you tonight, 6:30-ish, with a little bit of daily broadcast. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Hyatt Media. For Rob, for Amy, who did a great job today, I'm Ryan Hyatt. We'll see you Tuesday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.